a South Korean appetite for U.S. goods. With California Ag Today, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. The USDA recently led a trade mission to South Korea. Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, says the mission is one of several the agency will lead this year.
This was USDA's second trade mission to Korea. The first was in 2018, and it's the second of seven that we will be hosting this year to support U.S. food and agricultural businesses, really make connections all over the world, and to expand their competitive position.
She says American commodities are highly sought after in the South Korean market.
U.S. food and agricultural products are really recognized by South Korean consumers and importers for their reliability, their quality, and their sustainability. South Korean consumers really value food safety and what they are choosing to eat, and the U.S. brand has a really strong safety associated with it.
As a result of that demand, TRIP participants made some solid connections and sales.
Our exporters and businesses that we had with us conducted 616 meetings with potential importers and buyers looking to expand the variety of U.S. food and agricultural products that they're offering to Korean consumers. And those participating companies reported $67 million in projected 12-month sales from those meetings, which are really pretty remarkable numbers.
USDA's Alexis Taylor. On the Ag Information Network, I am Haley Shipp.